decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the Aaron Studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. It is good to have you with us here on this Tuesday, the 8th day of February, as we are plugging through the months. You know, we're sliding in, you know, almost halfway through the second month of the year. We're a third of the way, I guess. Third of the way through the second month of the year as we're beginning to watch the week zing, or the year zing by. I told you, time just moves rapidly. And I was driving our junior high girls volleyball team the other day, and one of the coaches, and both of the coaches are quite young, young lady by the age of 29, very nice lady, good coach, but she asked me, she says, "Squirrel, I keep hearing that time goes by fast. Is it true?" And I said, "Yeah, it goes by faster the older you get." I said, you know, I look back on my life and I have a hard time believing that I have a 31-year-old daughter and a 6-month-old granddaughter when I'm barely past 40 myself. Time flies by, and the Bible says that a man's life is like a vapor. It's there and it's gone. You know, just picture steam coming off a pot of boiling water in your kitchen. It's not there for very long before it drifts away. And that is the life of man. And we need to remember that it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes the judgment. So life is short, and judgment is coming. So prepare your heart. I encourage you to repent and believe the gospel today. Don't put it off. If you have not trusted in Christ for your salvation and the forgiveness of your sins, excuse me, I encourage you to do it now, right now. Pick up a Bible and get into the Word, get into prayer, repent of your sins, believe the gospel, and you will be saved. For whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And so I encourage you to repent of your sins and be saved today. Well, this is Squirrel Chatter, a program that is dedicated to the public reading of scriptures and then to my thoughts and opinions on various things. It's good to have you with us. I remind you that Squirrel Chatter is a proud member of the Christian Podcast Community. Head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. There's all sorts of great podcasts for you to listen to over there. I encourage you to do so. You're sure to find something that suits your tastes, and they're all going to be edifying and educational and doctrinally sound. So please, please give the Christian Podcast Community a visit and find something to stick in your earbuds. Our scriptures today are Exodus, is that right? I see I didn't change something on my notes when I copied them over from yesterday, so let me look and make sure. Yes, our scriptures today are Exodus 19 through 21, Psalm 33, and Ephesians 5. I had to check. When I make my show notes each day, I start by saving a copy of the previous day's notes, and I didn't change the fact that we were going to have Monday meanderings yesterday on my list. So good to get that squared away and straightened out. All right, well, let's begin then with our prayer of confession from the 1552 Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against our holy law, against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things that we have left undone those things that we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults, Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Obviously, I need coffee this morning. You ever had those mornings you the alarm goes off and you went to bed at a decent hour? You should have had enough sleep. I don't remember getting up in the night last night. But boy, I did not want to wake up when the alarm went off, and I could easily go back to bed right now. And I think that's affecting my reading. So I apologize, as I did not mean to say that you ought to do the thing that you should do the things you ought not do. I will try to be more accurate. Yes. All right. Our prayer for the reading of the Word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Exodus chapters 19 through 21. Again, we're reading from the Legacy Standard Bible. Chapter 19. In the third month after the sons of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on this day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. Then they set out from Rephidim and came to the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the wilderness, and there Israel camped in front of the mountain. Now Moses went up to God, and Yahweh called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the sons of Israel, You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and now how I lifted you up on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. So now then, if you will indeed listen to my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my treasured possession among all the peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel. So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words which Yahweh had commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that Yahweh has spoken we will do. And Moses brought back the words of the people to Yahweh. Yahweh said to Moses, Behold, I will come to you in a thick cloud so that the people may hear when I speak with you and may also believe in you forever. Then Moses told the words of the people to Yahweh. Yahweh also said to Moses, Go to the people, and set them apart as holy today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments, and let them be ready for the third day, for on the third day Yahweh will come down from Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. And you shall set bounds for the people all around, saying, Beware that you do not go up on the mountain, or touch the border of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death. No hand shall slay him, but he shall surely be stoned or surely shot through, whether beast or man. He shall not live. When the ram's horn sounds a long blast, they shall come up to the mountain. So Moses went down from the mountain to the people and set the people apart as holy, and they washed their garments. And he said to the people, Be ready for the third day. Do not go near a woman. So it happened on the third day, when it was morning, that there was thunder and lightning flashes and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and a very loud trumpet sound, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was all in smoke because Yahweh descended upon it in fire, and its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. And the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Then Moses spoke, and God answered him with thunder. And Yahweh came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain, and Yahweh called Moses to the top of the mountain. And Moses went up. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, "Go down, warn the people, lest they break through to Yahweh to see, and many of them perish. Also let the priests who come near to Yahweh set themselves apart as holy, lest Yahweh break out against them." And Moses said to Yahweh, "The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you warned us, saying, 'Set bounds about the mountain, and set it apart as holy.'" Then Yahweh said to him, "Go down and come up again, you and Aaron with you, but do not let the priests and the people break through to come up to Yahweh, lest he break out against them." So Moses went down to the people and told them. Chapter 20. Then God spoke all these words, saying, "I am Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under it. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, Yahweh your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of Yahweh your God in vain, for Yahweh will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of Yahweh your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your sons or your daughter, your male or your female slave, or your cattle or sojourners who is within your gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male slave, or his female slave, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." And all the people perceived the thunder and the lightning flashes and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And the people perceived it, and they shook and stood at a distance. Then they said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But let not God speak to us, lest we die." And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, for God has come in order to test you, and in order that the fear of him may be with you, so that you may not sin." So the people stood at a distance, but Moses came near the dense gloom where God was. Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, 'You yourselves have seen that I have spoken to you from heaven. You shall not make other gods besides me, gods of silver or gods of gold. You shall not make for yourselves. You shall make an altar of earth for me, and you shall sacrifice it on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be remembered, I will come to you and bless you. And if you make an altar of stone for me, you shall not build it out of cut stones. For if you wield your tool on it, you will profane it. And you will go up by steps to my altar, so that your nakedness will not be exposed on it. Chapter 21. Now these are the judgments which you are to set before them. If you buy a Hebrew slave, he shall serve for 6 years. But on the seventh he shall go out as a free man without payment. If he comes alone, he shall go out alone. If he is the husband of a wife, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master gives him a wife, and she bears him sons and daughter, the wife and her children shall belong to her master, and he shall go out alone. But if the slave plainly says, "I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out as a free man," then his master shall bring him to God, and he shall bring him to the door or the doorpost. Then his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him permanently. And if a man sells his daughter as a female slave, she is not to go free as the male slaves do. If she is displeasing in the eyes of her master who designated her for himself, then he shall let her be redeemed. If he does not have authority to sell, but he does not have authority to sell her to a foreign people because of his treachery to her. And if he designates her for his son, he shall do to her according to the custom of daughters. If he takes for himself another woman, he may not reduce her food, her clothing, or her conjugal rights. And if he will not do these three things for her, then she shall go out for nothing without payment of money. He who strikes a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death. But if he did not lie in wait for him, but God let him fall into his hand, then I will appoint you a place to which he may flee. If, however, a man acts presumptuously toward his neighbor, so as to kill him by deceit, you shall take him even from my altar, that he may die. And he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He who kidnaps a man, whether he sell him or he is found in his hand, shall surely be put to death. And he who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And if men contend with each other, and one strikes the other with a stone or with his fist, and he does not die but remains in bed, if he gets up and walks around outside on his staff, then he who struck him shall go unpunished. He shall only pay for his loss of time, and he shall take care of him until he is completely healed. And if a man strikes his male or female slave with a rod and he dies at his hand, he shall surely be punished. But if, for a day or two, he is able to stand, no punishment shall be taken, for he is his property. And if men struggle with each other and strike a woman with child, so that she gives birth prematurely, yet there is no injury, he shall surely be fined as the woman's husband will set for him, and he shall pay as the judges decide. But if there is any further injury, then you shall pay life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, bruise for bruise, wound for wound. And if a man strikes the eye of his male or female slave and runs it, he shall let him go free on account of his eye. And if he knocks out a tooth of a male or female slave, he shall let him go free on account of his tooth. And if an ox gores a man or a woman to death, the ox shall surely be stoned and its flesh not to be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall go unpunished. If, however, an ox was previously in the habit of goring, and its master has been warned, yet he does not confine it, and it puts a man or a woman to death, the ox shall be stoned, and its owner also shall be put to death. If a ransom is demanded of him, then he shall give for the redemption of his life whatever is demanded of him. Whether it gores a son or a daughter, it shall be done to him according to the same judgment. If the ox gores a male or female slave, the owner shall give his or her master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And if a man opens a pit, or if a man digs a pit and does not cover it over, and an ox or a donkey falls into it, the owner of the pit shall make restitution. He shall give money to his owner, to its owner, and the dead animal shall become his. And if one man's ox hurts another's, so that it dies, then they shall sell the live ox and divide its price equally, and also they shall divide the dead ox. Or, if it is known that the ox was previously in the habit of goring, yet its owner has not confined it, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead animal shall become his. The 33rd Psalm. Sing for joy in Yahweh, O righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to Yahweh with the lyre. Sing praise to him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud shout. For the word of Yahweh is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of Yahweh. By the word of Yahweh the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their hosts. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He lays up the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear Yahweh. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was. He commanded, and it stood. Yahweh nullifies the counsel of the nations. He frustrates the thoughts of the people. The counsel of Yahweh stands forever, the thoughts of his heart from generation to generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is Yahweh, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Yahweh looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he gazes on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who forms the hearts of them all, he who understands all their works. The king is not saved by a mighty army. A warrior is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a false hope for salvation, nor does it provide escape to anyone by its great strength. Behold, the eye of Yahweh is on those who fear him, on those who wait for his loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul is patient for Yahweh. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Let your loving kindness, O Yahweh, be upon us as we wait for you. Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But sexual immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints, nor filthiness and foolish talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no one sexually immoral or impure or greedy, who is an idolater, has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of that light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And do not participate in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. Excuse me. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, "Awake, sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Excuse me. Therefore, look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. On account of this, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be subject to the husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. So husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each individual among you is also to love his own wife even as himself, and the wife must see to it that she respects her husband. This is the word of the Lord. Now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now our collect for grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, just a couple of things this morning I wanted to mention. Today in 1587, Mary, Queen of Scots, was beheaded for her complicity in a plot to kill Queen Elizabeth almost 20 years before. She had spent 19 years locked in the Tower before this day in 1587 when they took her out and beheaded her. Tower of London is one of the places I want to visit. And now that England has lifted the vaccine mandates and the mask mandates, I may once again think about taking an opportunity to go to England. Always wanted to go, never have been, had opportunities to go, but things just never worked out. Have friends over there. So it'd be fun to go see my friends who live in England. But yeah, I want to go to England. I want to see where Ridley and Latimer and Cranmer were burned at the stake by Bloody Mary. I want to see the castles of Master James of St. George that he built for Edward I in Wales. They are the finest castles ever constructed, in my opinion, just from looking at the plans and the photographs. Now, understand that I have a very strict definition of a castle. A castle is a fortification. A palace is a palatial dwelling. So, some castles are palaces, but not all palaces are castles. But a castle has a definite military function. It's a fortification. And so, while they might be quite palatial, a lot of the places that are called castles these days were not built as fortifications. They were built as palaces. Some of them have, you know, pseudo crenellations and things that are there for decoration, but they're not really castles. So when I say I want to go visit castles, I mean I want to go visit castles with gatehouses and murder holes and barbicans and, you know, crenellations and all the things that make a, you know, walls, moats, everything that makes a castle a military fortification. I'd love to go to England and visit some of those castles. In fact, I could probably spend a month in Wales just looking at castles and have a wonderful time. But there's other things I'd love to do. I'd love to visit the Tower of London, visit the Royal Armory at Leeds. Oh, that would just be good to see all the arms and armor that are displayed there. Fun thoughts that I have not been able to entertain for months because the draconian mask and vaccine mandates that the United Kingdom was imposing, which they have now lifted. And four states in the United States, California, New Jersey, Delaware, and Connecticut, all run by Democrats, are going to be lifting mask mandates soon. And which means that when I travel to California in a few weeks to go down for a Shepherd's Conference, I won't have to worry about mask mandates. because they're going to have been lifted by then. They're supposed to be lifted on the 15th of February, which is just, 7 days away. So those mask mandates will be gone by the time I go down to California, which will make going out to eat that much more enjoyable. And New York has not made an announcement yet, but they say that they are rethinking masks. And I think we all know the reason behind this is the fact that the Democrats are predicted at this point to be facing quite the, let's say, unpleasant November, that their approval ratings are so low. President Biden's approval ratings are horrible. You know, people running for the House and Senate and governor races in the November election aren't even wanting to be seen with President Biden. They're trying to distance themselves as far as possible from this president and his policies. But I don't know that it's going to help them all that much. I've mentioned before, just watching the resignation of longtime staffers on Nancy Pelosi's staff as they are quickly seeking other jobs is quite telling. I think it indicates that they know things are not looking good. And I think these Democrat states, they've got state elections, they've got state legislatures and stuff. They want to try to preserve as much of their power as possible. And I think they're lifting these mask mandates and hoping that people get back to normal and that memories are short and people forget by November the heavy-handedness with which our government has operated and the hypocrisy with which our ruling class, quote-unquote, has operated. They've had all these mask mandates and rules, and yet you see pictures of mayors and governors of these Democrat states and Democrat cities appearing all the time without masks at parties and stuff. Gavin Newsom at the Super Bowl, the mayor of LA at the Super Bowl, multiple pictures of them having a party in one of the executive suites at the stadium in LA, not wearing masks, even though there was an indoor mask mandate in place at the time. So, it goes back to the early days when these guys were appearing places unmasked. So, and Nancy Pelosi's been a part of that. Remember her getting her hair done when all the hair supplies and everything, or hair salons were supposedly closed because of COVID. And then she had one opened up to give her to do her hair, because they really do have a double standard. The ruling class has one standard, and we, the peasants, are supposed to abide by another standard. So do consider that in November. Don't forget it. Speaking of switching jobs, several of Fox News' more never-Trumper faces have been moving to CNN. Chris Wallace and Jonah Goldberg being the most prominent. Now, the word now is that Wallace, at least, is regretting the move now that Jeff Sugar, the president of CNN, has been forced to resign. And there's a lot more to that story of his resignation than just that he was having an affair with a staffer. Apparently, the affair with the staffer has been going on for over a decade, and even though they said it's brand new, since we've learned that he and this lady have been carrying on since both of them were married, they're now both divorced, and that he actually brought her over when he came over from NBC and has promoted her through the ranks to her current high position at CNN. So there was a lot of, inappropriate decisions being made regarding this woman who was, sharing herself with him. And so he's been forced to resign. Also, the fact that, do you know that in the since the inauguration of Joe Biden, CNN has lost 9 out of every 10 viewers. Their ratings have dropped 90%. Think about that. They got to be hurting. And of course, now they've been bought, and it was Jeff Zucker who took CNN, which had been a fairly impartial, journalistic organization, a straight up journalistic organization reporting the news. It was Zucker that took CNN and turned it into this partisan, hyper partisan propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, or at least more so. I mean, I remember back during the 90s when Rush Limbaugh would refer to CNN as the Clinton News Network, and it's always been rather left-leaning, but there was always there was some attempt at balance. But when Zucker came on board, he went full left and full on, how shall we say, full-on propagandist. Well, the new owners of CNN are rumored to be wanting to revamp the city away from that propaganda arm and back to a more impartial journalistic organization. And in order to do that, they're going to have to get rid of a lot of people, because a lot of the people on the air at CNN and a lot of the people behind the scenes at CNN are blatantly partisan hacks. And so if they're going to revamp that network, it's going to be very, very interesting. And so I wonder about a lot of the people that Zucker was bringing in, Chris Wallace and others. And Chris Wallace is very upset that Zucker left, because Zucker was the reason that he went there, which, considering Zucker's leftist leanings, kind of confirms everything a lot of us were saying about Chris Wallace when he was at Fox. Fox is also doing some revamping, and has been, because they lost quite a bit of viewership after the Biden election and everything, because they kind of towed the party line as far as, calling the January 6th events an insurrection and all that. And let's face it, I mean, there was some stupid stuff going on in January 6th. And yes, there were some crimes committed, and there are probably some people that need to be in jail. The vast majority of the people there were not committing crimes. A lot of the people that were in the Capitol building did not know they were not supposed to be in there, because by the time they got there, all of the signs had been removed and all the gates had been removed, and they didn't know. They just walked onto the Capitol grounds, a place that's always been public. So a lot of what happened was people taking selfies in the rotunda. And there are hours and hours and hours of security video from inside the Capitol that Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker of the House, who's in charge of the Capitol complex, will not release. It would be very interesting to see all that video about what really took place inside. And I hope when, because I'm confident, when the Democrats lose control of the House in November, I'm hoping that the new Speaker of the House will move to release everything. Total transparency. We want to know everything that happened. The good, the bad, and the ugly. There's no national security interest in hiding all that stuff. The only reason to hide that stuff would be political, because it looks bad on your side. And quite frankly, all of that stuff just needs to be open and allowed to be seen by everybody. So yeah, we do live in interesting times, and there's a lot going on, and we understand that our struggle is not against flesh, but we are struggling against the spiritual powers of darkness. But the spiritual powers of darkness do have a lot of influence on the events of the flesh and the things of this world. And we need to be mindful of that as we pray and as we get ready to vote in November, that we should keep in mind a lot of things. And we will continue to talk more about this as the election nears. Good coffee. Yeah, I need the coffee. I told you I did not want to wake up this morning. I still don't want to wake up this morning. And I've been up for now 2 hours. So, yeah. The day's going by. It's Tuesday. I have a busy day today. I'm going to be heading into Missoula with Mrs. Squirrel to drop off some recycling, do a little quick shopping, come home for lunch, or come home after lunch. We'll eat lunch in Missoula. We'll come home. And then tonight I've got Dr. Owen Strand's Christology class. So I need to get ready for that. So it's week 4 of classes at GBTS. Always exciting. Fun times. Had a great class last night. I'm really enjoying Dr. Jeff Moore's class on the Gospels. Very good stuff. He's coming at it from a very practical, you know, this is what you as pastors need to understand. This is what you need to be able to explain to your people. Very good stuff. Very much appreciating that. And looking forward to Dr. Strand tonight. All right, then. Go out there and do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. And I hope to see you again here tomorrow morning for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.